Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver Outer.
Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver Outer.
Why go to professional analysts when we can get inside information from your brother-in-law's sister's fourth cousin's stepfather?
On your mother's side.
Sure, you may know absolutely nothing, but we know even less.
Big, big, big old dummy.
Your motto, buy low, sell low. Get other people to buy low and sell low.
Keep hope alive.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Titan of the Tip. Although you're always wrong, you'll always be our Mr. Right.
Mr. Hot Stock Tip Giver Outer.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week three in review of the RBFFL. We have three undefeated teams sitting at 3-0, and we have two teams yet to record a victory at 0-3. Shaping up as a very interesting season. We're seeing it play out with no fans today, a COVID scare within the Titans. Now the Vikings need to shut down. We'll see how that pans out. But it's definitely sort of a crazy time, especially with so much uncertainty about player injury, player illness. But we're struggling through it. And as a result, one of those teams in our league that is struggling the most put up a pretty decent fight. Let's jump in and have a look at the big games for the week, and we're going to jump in and start with a high scoring and relatively close game where the Maulers 152 defeated the Dockers 120. It's hard to lose with 120, but they did. Let's have a look at the Maulers to begin with. Ryan had 9, didn't really play all that well. Cook had 26, a good effort from Cook. Smith-Schuster had 15. Lamb had 6, 6 for Higby, 27 for Chubb, looking very good, 18 for Evans, also a really good score, and special teams, wow, a whopping 45, 14 from Lutz, 31 from the Colts. On the bench, taking away obviously the quarterbacks, not a great amount of scoring, 18 from Cobb, not sure whether that'll be repeated. So 152, a good score, and starters did extremely well. For the Dockers, 120, as I said, hard to lose with 120. Allen's been sensational. 29 points from Allen Sanders, looked good in what was a horrible tie. 10 for him, 19 for Woods, had some good points in a very high scoring loss to the Rams. Godwin had 15. He's actually currently being evaluated. He may be injured. Andrews was quiet. 2 points. Baltimore just got killed by Kansas City. Gordon had 3. There's injuries concern over Gordon as well, and Denver didn't look great. Parker had 6, and they had a huge special teams contribution as well with 36 points. It wasn't enough. On the bench, not a lot to report. Injuries could be a factor for the Dockers. Let's jump to another very close scoring game. The Wipeouts, last year's champions, 111, defeating the Gallant Finns, 102. Let's jump to the Wipeouts to begin with. Jackson had 11. Monday night was a big night for the Wipeouts. 13 from Jones. Green Bay looked good. 18 from Hopkins. Continues just to rack up points. Lockett, 45, huge effort. Goddard, 0, and he's injured now. So that'll be interesting to see how long he's injured for. McKinnon had 12, McLaurin had 8, 10 for Tucker, and the Bills minus 6 on the bench. Hunt had 14, probably going to be considered now. Not much else to report for the Finns, who have been decimated by injury. 17 for Wentz, 29 for Henry. Good effort from Henry. Watkins had 6, Cole had 4, 2 to Reed. He's now been placed on IR, so another injury for the Finns. Peterson had 8, and 37 for the rookie Jefferson. Special teams had minus 1, which is unusual for the Ravens, but they got pumped. On the bench, Jones had 8-7, Sonny Michel had 18. Not much else to report, and they look to have now another victim go down. So the Wipeouts, 1-11, get their first win for the season. The Finns, 1-02, maybe destined to a first pick in next year's draft, rookie draft. Jump into the next game. The Crabs, 147, defeated the Devils, 75. For the Crabs, Mahomes had 44, Eckler had 19, Deontay Johnson didn't score, 21 for Metcalf, 8 for Kelce, 3 for Ingram, 14 for Golladay. Special teams had 38, nice contribution on the bench. Gurley had 14, Henderson had 22, Miller had 13, Alec Cox had 14. Some good contributors on the bench. For the Devils, 75, 23 to Brady, 11 to Elliott, 30 to Gallup. And then the numbers got a lot leaner. 3 to Green, 4 to Fant, 4 to Jacobs, surprisingly. Ruggs didn't actually play. He was a late scratching, disappointing. And then special teams neutraled each other out with a 5 and a minus 5. On the bench, nothing to actually report. No real scores over 4 or 5. So the Crabs, 147, destroy the Devils, 75. Let's move along now. Another interesting game that low scoring, very close. The Mudcats, 96, defeated the Costanzas, 90. For the Mudcats, who are now 2-1, 5 for Minshew, not great. Montgomery, 4. Then Allen, Keenan Allen, 23. Tyler Boyd, 17. Waller didn't score this week, surprisingly. Jones had 5. Ayuk, 16. Good pickup. A good put in. And 26 for special teams. On the bench, not a lot to report. And so I won't. For the Costanzas, 90 points. They are now 0-3 and looking like, once again, having a very high draft pick next year. Prescott had 32. Then things didn't go well. 7 for Drake, 5 for Beckham, 2 for Cooks, 5 for Henry, 25 for Connor. That's a good score. Williams had 9. And then special teams had 5. On the bench, 13 for Edwards-Helaire. I'm not sure why he was benched, and of course that was the game changer. I guess he tried to double cross himself, thinking that he was going to score less because of the matchup with Baltimore. Didn't seem to be the case. Michael Pittman was out. He looks injured as well, maybe multiple week injury. Nothing else to report. Close game, 96-90. But it was the Mudcats that prevailed in the end. The Queens, another 3-0 team, 106, defeated the Cows, 78. The Queens, it's good solid performance, 14 from Murray. Carson had 7, got involved in like a twist tackle, but looks like he'll be okay. Phelan had 11, scored a couple of touchdowns. Robinson had 26, looked good in the fourth quarter, absolutely the fourth quarter. Gesicki had 10, David Johnson had 10, Moore had 6, special teams had 22. So that was very important points, those 22 points. On the bench, Davis had 17, pick up from the waiver wire. Fuller had 14, and Higgins had 22 for a couple of touchdowns. A good victory over the Cows, who had been scoring well till this week. Rogers had 24, contributed a big portion of the Cows' score. Gore had 5. Not sure whether Gore is a starter any given week. Hill had 18. Ridley had 16. So good, two good wide receiver results there. Smith had 6. Jarnus Smith, tight end. John Brown injured during the game. Not sure whether or not it is a long-term injury, yet to be determined. He didn't score. 2 to Edelman. The special teams had 7. On the bench, 15 for Duvernay. He actually returned a punt for, no, it was a kickoff actually, for a touchdown. It was a big contribution. Sanders had 14. Was the key guy with Thomas out on the Sunday night game. So the Queens 106 defeated the Cows 78. And the last game for the review of week 2 was the Budgies bouncing back 145, defeating the Hamsters 100. For the Budgies, 14 for Watson, great score of 47 for Kamara. Hilton had 5, Cooper had 8, 14 for Ebron, 11 for Taylor, 24 for Cup. Special teams had 22. So some good performances across the board. Maybe we will see some sustained better performances for the Budgies. On the bench, Robinson picked up from the waiver, 24. Singletary had 12, a couple of good running back performances. Beasley had 15, and 28 for Lazard. Some good performances on the bench. 145, great score, third highest for the week, defeating the Rogue Hamsters. 100 for the Hamsters. 41 for Wilson, good portion of their points. 1 for Fournette. Diggs had 13. 4 for Smith, 7 for Ertz. Lewis just had 1, risky pickup and put in. Schultz had 4, another risky pickup and put in. And then special teams, another big contributor, scoring 29. So between special teams and Wilson, it was the majority of the points that got scored. On the bench, there's not a lot to report, and slim pickings with a bench and with having, you know, Thomas on that bench. Some interesting young names, but not really any adding too much value. So let's go to the standings, the league standings. Very interesting as they play out in the North. 2 3-0 teams, the Maulers and the Queens are 3-0. The Wipeouts are 1-2, and so that division situation is looking hard now for the reigning champs. In the South, the Cows lead the division 2-1. Dockers are 1-2, scoring well though. And the Finns are 0-3, noticeably quite absent in the waiver wire pickup category. Maybe they're heading for a first round rookie draft pick, first overall in the first round. Who knows? In the East, Crabs are 3-0. The Mudcats are 2-1, and the Costanzas are 0-3. Again, haven't made much of a contribution in the pool. They are maybe also headed for a first or second pick overall. Could be a Finns Costanzas shootout for the first pick. In the West, probably the underperforming division, and that's probably an understatement. The Hamsters have the most points, 400, cracked 300 yet. Hamsters are 1-2, the Budgies are 1-2, and the Devils are 1-2. Just as a note, the Devils, with 236 points, are the lowest scoring team so far. That's not something that you want to actually have happen on a regular basis. So, what do our matchups look like for next week? Let's have a bit of a look, because these will be interesting as we go through into what is a third of the way through the season. Okay, the Crabs play the Budgies. It's going to be really interesting the week before we start getting into buys. Crabs, Budgies. The Cows play the Wipeouts. The Wipeouts will be very, very keen to win that one against the Cows. A little bit of a rivalry that's built up over the years. The Costanzas play the Hamsters. Could be a chance for the Costanzas to win, with the Hamsters having some real injury problems at the moment. The Maulers 3-0 get the 0-3 Finns. Good time to get them. They're looking as though they're going to have to again look for a tight end, as a few others have added to the injury toll. Although Kittle might be back this week, we shall see. The Dockers play the Queens. The Queens have been looking good. So the Dockers. This shapes up to be one of the matchups of the week this week. And then the Mudcats play the Devils. You'd hope that this one could be classified as the greatest pillow fight the world has ever seen. All right, well, there's where we're at for week 3 in review. Good luck, everybody, as the upcoming week unfolds. As I said, COVID alert in Tennessee and Minnesota. Who knows what's going to happen with their games for the upcoming week 4 of the NFL. Good luck. Bye for now.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Airline Meal Chef.
Mr. Airline Meal Chef.
Nothing relaxes a diner like a pleasant discussion of safety procedures should the restaurant suddenly fall out of the sky.
Oh, no!
Chicken or beef? Chicken or beef? Chicken, we're out. Here's the beef.
Still tastes like chicken.
Who ordered the heart healthy meal? Probably not the guy who ordered the seatbelt extender.
Excess baggage.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh Sultan of the Salisbury. Even though we're crammed in coach, our meals are first class.
Mr. Airline Meal Chef.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.